You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Another update in that deadly crash in Cottage Grove. The Wisconsin State Journal reports the man charged with homicide for that crash, Jeffrey Endress, has died in jail. Cottage Grove police say last Monday, Endress hit the Hansen family with his car while they were out walking their dog. Mom Cammie Hansen died, as did the dog. Her son was seriously hurt and needed surgery, and her husband was also hurt. According to the criminal complaint, one of Hansen's sons was accused of a sensitive crime against Endress's child, and the crash happened 2 hours after he received redacted police reports about it. Endress was charged with first-degree intentional homicide and 2 counts of attempted first-degree homicide. The Dane County Sheriff's Office released a statement saying they found a resident unresponsive Tuesday morning at about 6 a.m. They didn't identify that person, but sources confirmed to multiple outlets it was Endress. The Dane County Medical Examiner is performing an autopsy today. Now there are fundraisers set up for both families. There's more solar power coming to Dane County. Madison Gas and Electric received approval from the Wisconsin Public Service Commission to build a new 20-megawatt solar array in Fitchburg. The plant will be called the Sunnyside Solar Energy Center and will be able to power about 6,000 homes. The plan also calls for a 40-megawatt battery storage system to hold that power overnight. MG&E already has 40 megawatts of solar power in its grid from other arrays in Fitchburg. But energy officials say tariffs could make it much more expensive for anybody to start solar energy projects. A vast majority of solar manufacturing equipment originates from China, which faces a 145% tariff. A WPR report says a Public Service Commission spokesperson says the increased prices for materials could lead developers to decide their projects just aren't feasible. Meanwhile, if you need help paying your heating bills from this winter, there's still assistance available. The Wisconsin Department of Administration says there's still time to get benefits through the Wisconsin Home Energy Assistance Program. The heating season ends May 15th. Households at or below 60% of the state median income level could be eligible for benefits, and you can submit an application online. And that's not just for help paying those bills. You might also qualify for upgrades to make your home more energy efficient. But the future of the program is on shaky ground. The Trump administration sent a first version of a proposed budget to Congress last week, and it would eliminate all funding for the Low-Income Heat and Energy Assistance Program, or LIHEAP. All that money at the federal level gets distributed to the states, and then the states set up these programs like the one Wisconsin has. It supports 230,000 Wisconsinites every year. And some online suppliers of aquatic animals are now convicted of crimes for sending invasive species to Wisconsin. Lisa Hale reports.
Two national aquatic animal dealers were convicted in 8 Wisconsin counties for shipping illegal and invasive crawfish to schools, residents, and businesses. The dealers are from North Carolina and Indiana. One company was convicted of 20 citations in circuit courts in Barron, Brown, Chippewa, Marinette, Milwaukee, Sauk, Sheboygan, and Washington counties, and the other was convicted of 20 citations only in Brown County Circuit Court. The Wisconsin DNR says non-native crawfish are illegal in Wisconsin due to disease concerns, their ability to outcompete native species, and the substantial cost of restoring infested sites.
That's Lisa Hale reporting. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
The Brewers are at 538 games into the season. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska filling in for Mike Clemens. With 4 of their regulars starting the game on the bench, Milwaukee fell into an early hole and never recovered Wednesday, losing 9-1 to the Houston Astros. The only scoring for the Brewers, one of just 4 hits on the game, came from this Eric Haas solo home run.
Haas, a fly ball into deep left center field, and this ball is gone. The Brewers are on the board on the Haas homer.
That call courtesy of FanDuel Sports Wisconsin. Manager Pat Murphy said the Brewers faced a tough pitcher.
The story of the game is the kid for them with the big shoulders, that kid can pitch. You know what I mean? That kid can pitch. That sinker changeup thing or whatever he's got going, that's really, really good. That kid was good. And he dominated us. Now, we had 4 basic under 1 year service time players in there against them.
Murphy said he's frustrated with the lack of urgency that his team had after only being down 3-1 for most of the game.
With this adversity and that kind of stuff, I'm not happy by any stretch because we also haven't played great baseball. And again, we've kind of misplaced our edge on a day-to-day basis. There wasn't the win tonight urgency.
Milwaukee gets the day off today before playing the Rays in Florida this weekend for a three-game series. Marquette is adding its first varsity sport since 2013. Women's swimming will become the school's 17th varsity sport and will begin competition in the Big East in 2025-26. It's the first varsity sport added since women's lacrosse 12 years ago. The move comes as the school is moving men and women's tennis and track and field to non-scholarship sports offerings next year. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. While the summer box office has arrived, there are no anticipated blockbusters opening this weekend, but good variety for your viewing pleasure. Juliet and Romeo is pretty much the same story, but filmmakers opted for pop music instead of iambic pentameter. If horror is your game, check out Clown in a Cornfield. Clowns are creepy, as are cornfields. That's an absolute fright fest, and it is pulling a 93% on Rotten Tomatoes. And it wouldn't be the start of the summer movie season without a good action comedy like Fight or Flight. The film stars Josh Hartnett, who plays a secret agent trying to restore his rep while being trapped on a plane with other secret agents trying to kill him. Also in the action spy thriller realm is the film Shadow Force, starring Kerry Washington, who plays a spy who is also married to a spy, which breaks the spy rules, so naturally they are in danger and must protect their child. If these films don't get you excited, check out Sinners or Thunderbolts. And if you see any of these films, would love to hear about them on Nightlight next week. Let's go to the movies. Comedian Nate Bargatze might not be a comedian for much longer. Despite selling 1.2 million tickets to his stand-up shows last year, he has huge aspirations beyond telling jokes. He just finished hosting SNL for the second time and will host the 77th Emmy Awards. He has multiple deals in various stages of production, including comedy specials, sitcoms, and films, and wants to develop podcasts, music, and more. Bargatze says everything he produces will be family-friendly.
Boring!
According to Deadline, Bargatze wants to follow in the footsteps of Walt Disney and create a theme park in Nashville called Nateland. This is getting weird. He says the person who is running Disney now is just a businessman who doesn't care about audiences. The future founder of Nateland says whatever he does moving forward, it will be with the audience in mind. He might actually be more ambitious than he is funny. Remember when Hollywood made straight-up comedies? They might actually be back. Friendship opens in a limited release this weekend and stars Tim Robinson as a man who moves into a neighborhood and tries to endear himself to his fellow neighbor dudes, led by Paul Rudd. I've seen the trailer several times in front of other movies, and it absolutely looks cringeworthy and beautiful. It is currently pulling a 92% on Rotten Tomatoes. There is certainly no rush in making sequels these days. 36 years between Top Guns, 35 between Blade Runners, and 13 between Avatars. Keeping up the trend is the 1999 rom-com 10 Things I Hate About You, which looks like it's getting a sequel 15-plus years later. The obvious title should be 20 Things I Hate About You, but the sequel will most likely be called 10 Things I Hate About Dating, according to People magazine. Director Gil Younger says there will be a nod to the deceased Heath Ledger in the new film. A release is a ways away, as they are still writing the script. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get into the low to mid 60s for a high this afternoon. The wind will be east to northeast at 5 to 15. Clear tonight. Could be a little frost in a few spots. Our low in the low to mid 30s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and a bit warmer with a high in the upper 60s to low 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Outside now, it's 46.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.